All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, girlies. The girls are back in town.
Literally.
Literally. Were we out of town?
I was.
Oh, you were.
Come on.
Oh, yes, 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 girlies. This is the first episode that we've recorded live in a couple weeks.
They're all live.
No, but like not in advance.
Oh, okay.
It's in advance,
in
but it's not in advance.
In real time.
Exactly.
In real time.
We're in real time. Yes, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks.
How was your vacation?
I'm happy to be back.
How was your vacation?
My vacation was nice, restful. Spent some family time, which is good for me. Mm-hmm. Which is good for me. I met a lot of new family members. I met a new sister. Okay, so you guys know, a couple years ago, I reconnected with my dad, and from him, I have two sisters. So, a couple years ago, when I went out there, I met one of my little sisters, and this time, when we went on to Orlando for a family vacation, I met my other little sister. But she's close to age with me, mm-hmm. And
she's
I love that.
In age, yeah.
Yeah, she's 31.
Oh, okay.
And
cute.
I'm 33.
Oh, cute. Okay.
So it was nice. We got along well.
Did you guys exchange numbers?
Have
you been communicating?
Of course. We already had each other's number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you guys been texting or anything?
We did. We were texting. Oh. She was telling me, like, she was like, oh, my God, sister, I had a horrible way back home.
Oh, daddy, sister. That's cute. Sister. I love it. I love it. I'm
so
glad
yeah,
you had
I had
the
a good
time.
I relaxed a lot. Also did a lot. I don't know how you southern bitches. Keep me on the west.
On the coast.
I don't know how you southern gals live and be cute. When you know when we first got there, we had to go to Walmart to get some food. First of all, I hate a Walmart. But we had to go to Walmart to get some food. To stock up our fridge, snacks and things. And I'm like, why are all these girls walking around with bonnets? Like, it was giving hella bonnets. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the bonnet in public, I was feeling like Monique
right.
I was giving big Monique. Because I'm like, why are the girls walking around in bonnets? But let me tell you something. By the end of the trip, I understood. It starts pouring raining out of nowhere.
Yeah, no.
The sweat, the humidity, it don't stand a chance. I came looking cute and laid and left looking busted and crested.
Yeah, the braids are hanging on.
My braids are hanging on by a very, very thin thread. I was texting stylist like, hey, appointment needed. Appointment needed.
911.
Hey, emergency. SOS. My hair's fucked.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I don't know how you southern girlies do it.
Thank God you're not.
But that heat between the hair and just the heat beating down on me is just. I was depleted. I was depleted. We had the nerve to go to Volcano Bay.
What
it's
is
a
that?
Water park. Okay. First, we went to a beach. I'm like, this is not
conducive to your style. Yeah.
Then we went to the water park. Girl, once the water poured on my head, I said, fuck me. Water.
Now, you know you should have had a swim cap. Girl, I don't go outside. You are too good for me. You really be trying to maintain. And the thing
because
is.
Because the thing is, I was expecting to be able to like kind of finesse.
Brittany, no. I would not go to a water park with a fresh set of braids and a weave.
I was in a lazy river.
Nigga, I don't care. Water splash.
Girl, and you know.
Black women don't play around with our hair
in
water.
I played, bitch. I played.
You did. Dang, big money bag, yo.
I played. And you know, when you're in the lazy river, little did I know. Mm-mm. People can stand on a bridge and like shoot down water.
Oh, my.
These kids. Kids were shooting it down water. I was looking up like, count your motherfucking days. Let me catch you when I get out of this river. You're done.
Brittany, never. You better be glad I wasn't there. I would have already had your swim cap here. Slap it on. It went lazy river. We would have been looking like Michael Phelps, baby.
And you know, I was not looking like Michael Phelps at all. You know I'm not a water girl.
Right.
I'm not graceful in the water. That water came down and I was
the
like.
The cap would have been on and we would have been looking like Michael Phelps. Okay. It would have been giving me swim cap, eyes shielded, protected.
I should have been in a knotless braid or something.
Even a knotless. Once this water submerges, it just changes the whole vibe.
It does. It takes away from the freshness and the crispness.
Yeah, it's just like.
Girl, let me tell you that the water park was one and I was zero.
Hell no. Never. I refuse to be submerged in my hair. I know I wouldn't have been there with your hair. Nigga, my hair would have been, I would have been in that latex looking like a condom. My shit would have been on with like tight, baby.
Girl,
nothing getting through here.
Listen.
Well, I'm glad you made it back.
I'm back.
Trip done.
I left
She's
my
back.
Hair there, but I'm here.
There it is. You've arrived. Yeah. You've arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a pretty peaceful weekend while you were away.
Yeah, how was your MDW?
It was chill. I actually didn't do much. I don't think I did any much on my mother's, whatever that is.
Memorial Day.
Week. No. It was chill. I was off. I relaxed. I actually had some time to myself. I took myself out to brunch.
Oh, yeah.
Took myself out to brunch. I did a little bit of shopping and just really relaxed. So it was a good time.
A little bit of self-care.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the girls love a self-care. We're getting ready to hit the road again. It's giving jet setters this year.
Yeah.
It's giving pack your bag.
It's giving passport puss. It's giving passport puss, baby. What?
It's giving very much that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We are getting ready to go on a Francation.
We are.
We're going on a Francation, y'all, next week. We're going to El Salvador.
Ow.
It's going to be a good time.
Ow.
And I think this will be a great time.
I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
I am too. I'm ready for the food. I'm ready for the drinks.
I'm ready for the food, the drinks, the environment.
The endless activities.
Yeah.
I am ready. It's going to be a good time.
And I'm ready for a new stamp.
And I'm ready for y'all to come too.
We are so ready.
Yes.
What else do we have going? We have our merch. Our From Me to You collection dropped. Mm-hmm. Our Bravado crew.
Our university crew is so cute in vintage Bravado blue.
It's very much giving. It's My mom was like, I love the vintage. Yeah. I love the vintage wash.
And it's nice and comfy. So y'all been seeing us in it. The pictures are going crazy. Mm-hmm. The girls are loving it. So get your tings. Get your tings. I don't know, actually. Yeah, I'm not offering any discount codes. If you know, you know.
That information is down in the show notes. We also have our Love and Protected tea. And if you're a patron, we have our Homegirl Vibes tea exclusive for our Patreon mommies because y'all deserve.
Yes, yes.
They deserve. The other people who deserve are the people who leave ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. Because of you, we can. And I want to say that.
And y'all are the wind beneath our wings.
You are. So if you're listening here, you enjoy the show, you like the content, you like us, please take just a quick second to leave a rating and review. None too major, just a little something. I want to read our review of the week. This comes from Erica M. She says, it's everything for me. So much I want to say, but let me start off by giving you ladies your flowers. I absolutely love this very informative, funny, real, healing, transparent, and insightful podcast. Let's not forget about the impeccable humor and relatability. Best podcast I've listened to so far, and I listen to many. Can't stop binging. Thank you, ladies, for putting out the absolute best content out here.
Thank you. Love you, girl. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Erica. And if you listen over on Spotify, please don't neglect or forget to leave a rating over there. The girls are at 384 ratings and they are all 5-star, so don't fuck it up.
That part.
Thank you. Patreon. We're doing things over on Patreon. That community is thriving and it's going to be revamped so that it thrives even more.
It is. We're working on getting that Patreon a makeover.
Oh, everybody loves that. A facelift. Nothing like a bad bitch being badder.
Period.
So
a few enhancements.
Yes. If you love ad-free content, you might want to get over there. If you love bonus episodes, you might want to get over there. If you want to get to know us on a real deep, deep, deep level, you might want to get over there. There's just a lot to explore. So to show our appreciation for our patrons, the girlies who joined us in the last week or two, we're going to shout you out.
Yes, we are. So, hey, Alicia.
Alicia, girl.
Samantha.
Hey, Samantha.
Abigail.
Sierra.
Why, we got, Sierra. I don't know if this is the same Sierra, new Sierras, but hey, Sierra.
Girl, you back.
Yes. Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Holly.
Holly. Now, Holly, I know you've come around a time or two. I know this spelling.
Yeah, Holly. And we have Jerrica.
And I feel like Jerrica, too, no?
Really? Maybe I got some old names.
I don't know. Either way, thank y'all for being there. We love you so much. Stay.
Please.
Stay a while.
Stay.
So, last week's episode, y'all, you already know, we kicked off June with friendship. We do it every year.
Every year.
It's our favorite topic.
Yes,
we love talking about friendship. It's so important to us. And last week, we brought on a really special homegirl, Danielle Jackson, who is a friendship expert. She is the friend expert. And she gave us so many gems, tips about how to make friends, how to spot a faux friend, how to tell the difference between a faux friend and a real friend, and just really empowered us to be better at making friends and build and cultivating deeper bonds. So if you haven't listened to that episode, please stop here, go back and listen to that, because it's really going to set you up for this series.
It is. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation with Danielle. We know y'all will too. This week, we're continuing the series, and we're talking about friendship makeups. Mm-hmm. Now, as adults, we have all been through a friendship breakup or two.
Or three.
Or four.
Yeah.
Some of them needed to stay broken.
Yeah.
We know that.
Break every chain.
Yeah, there's a few in my life that I'm like, I'm glad, you dirty hoe.
Yeah, I'm glad mine are in pieces.
So glad. So glad for the breaks. But then there's some of them where we're like, you know what? You're my sister.
It's giving mended, Lord.
It's giving, you know what? Maybe that was petty. Maybe, you know, we just didn't talk.
Yeah.
And I want to mend this friendship. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Those friendships. Mm-hmm. Fuck the other ones. We're talking about the ones that we have a desire to make up. So we have a special guest. This conversation gets real. It gets emotional. Yeah. It gets all the things. And at the end, we have a few tips. for that you can implement if you want to make up with a friend. Okay, so we've said all that we need to say. We're going to just transition on to the conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, girlies, so we are in our friendship series. Yes, we are.
We are.
And we have a very special guest, a very, very special guest with us today that we're super excited to speak with, Miss Adrienne. Now, you already have you guys have already got an intro to Adrienne. We let you know that she was a team member. She's one of Germany's best friends. She's a beautiful soul.
She's also been on the podcast before. In the earlier years of the show, her and Kayla were on the show.
Like episode 2, 3, or 4, or 5, whichever
one. Yes, we were talking about cohabiting, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's so true. I thought that, and I was like, was that just a thought, or did we actually do that?
No, we actually did.
That happened. That happened in real life.
It happened. Okay, so we're back at it again.
Yeah, and you know, actually, this is a great day to be recording this episode because it's actually National Best Friends Day, and I am here with both my best friends. So this is super cute. Happy National Best Friends Day, y'all. I'm very excited. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. I want to throw up.
Oh no. Okay, it's gonna be okay.
My goodness.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Okay, so let's preface this episode. Today we're talking about friendship makeups, and the reason why this conversation is going to be so fruitful is because if you recall back in September when we did our friendship goals reloaded series, episode 210 to be exact, we were talking about friendship pain points, right? Some of the different pains that we go through when we're dealing with friendships. And Germany shared, as she was sharing a lot of times about this emptiness in her heart about a friend, about a friend. And the friend was Adrienne. The friend was Adrienne. Germany was broken down about this friendship. They had a break in their friendship, right? So in that episode, Germany shared that after 2 years, because this had been heavy on her heart, she was moved to reach out to Adrienne, right? So she was moved to reach out, and she didn't get the response initially that she expected that she was going to get. So we're going to share a little snippet from that episode, and then today we're going to talk about that because obviously their friendship has been mended, right? So here's a snippet, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it.
I reached out to my friend, my friend whom I haven't spoken with in 2 years because we've been having this friendship series. I feel like there's been this piece of me that's missing closure. I really need that. And if the friendship would have ended and it would have just been like, I don't want to be friends no more. If she would have said that, I would have been like, cool. I can detach very easily once I know what the vibe is. Mm-hmm. When it's left gray, I'm like, nigga, what happened?
Right.
I cannot completely be like, I'm done with it. So then I'm always looking for why it ended.
Right.
So I reached out. I'm like, you know what? You've been on my mind pretty heavily. And, you know, I just want to make sure you're good. Or I don't even know if I said I want to make sure you're good. Like, I hope you're well, right? Because you've been on my mind. You've been in my thoughts. And she was really short with the response. She was like, I'm good. I hope the same for you type vibe. And I was like, so then I'm like, okay, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
How are the kids? How's your husband? Oh, they're good as well. Thank you for asking, period. And that's when I said, I'm not hearting it. I am not liking it. I am not giving it any more energy because now, bitch, I will not beg.
So, Germany, we're here.
We are here.
And so,
tell us what happened.
So I guess, I mean, well, what happened is, we spoke and I feel like there's a better way for us to, well, okay, we can just skip to the makeup, whatever. So after the episode aired, Adrienne called a few times in the morning because I had initiated the text or whatever, but there was like, it was radio silence. We weren't talking. And then early in the morning, she called and I'm like, okay, is this giving an accidental call? Because we don't speak on the phone anymore. So why would she be calling? But she called two times back to back. So then, and you left a voicemail, and I was like, okay, it's a serious deal. You were like, hey, call me back. I want to talk, da, 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 whatever. So I called back before I listened to the voicemail, and I'm like, or I sent a text, and I'm like, hey, everything good? Was that an accidental call? And we end up getting on the phone for a brief moment in the morning, and you were getting everybody ready for, you know, work and school. And we were just like, yeah, let's tap in after you're settled and when I get to work, and we'll just sort of figure out what's going on. And when we got on the phone a few hours later, we were on the phone for like 2 or 3 hours, just sort of hashing out, or I guess reliving how we got to this point. Yeah, hashing out how we got to that, to the point of like just not speaking over the past couple of years. And it was just a very intense conversation. I think emotionally, especially for me, I was like moved to tears. I was crying. I was at work. I was crying. And it was like a lot happening, right? I felt like I had this like weight off my shoulders. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was being heard, and I felt like I was getting like answers to questions that I like was needing. I was needing answers to, because like I shared in that little snippet, when something is, if it's black and white and I know, okay, I know why we're not talking, I know why we're off, then I'm cool with it. I can detach fairly easy. But when it's gray, I need closure, and I'm like, what happened? So in that conversation, I feel like there was a lot of closure that I needed. And at that point, if we would have decided that we won't be friends anymore, I would have felt okay. But luckily that's not how it went, but I feel like I would have felt like peace. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what, and now we're here.
Okay, so let's rewind it a little bit. We're going to rewind it a little bit to how we got here. Like, first of all, how you guys, your friendship origin story, right? And then we'll talk about how the break occurred, the feelings you guys were feeling during this period, this break, and then when you came back together. So, Adrian, from your perspective, friendship origin story, how did you meet this girl?
Okay, so we were both okay, so we knew each other since the eighth grade. Like, we knew of each other. We went to the same middle school. So obviously we would see each other in passing. I knew her name. I don't know if she knew my name. Germany was very popular. She's always been very popular.
Of course I knew your name fully.
So anyway, we've known each other since the eighth grade, knew of each other since the eighth grade. Now, we did not start speaking to one another until Spanish class. So we had the same Spanish class, and Dr. Evans, that was our first Spanish class together. Oh, yeah. And we were, yes, because remember, you left Dr. Evans' class. It was like, she's too hard. I'm going over to Baptista's class. I need to go to Baptista's class. Exactly. Mm-hmm. She's like, I cannot take Spanish 2 with her. So anyway, that's how we kind of started talking and getting familiar with one another. But it didn't really like blossom from there. We were just kind of more cordial and stuff like that. Then there was one day, a while after, like we shared the same class, I met this boy at the bus stop. Mm-hmm. And after like 2 days, he was like, will you be my girlfriend? Oh, I'm shit. Like, yes, of course. I'll be your, hello. Okay. I said, yeah, I'll be your girlfriend, whatever. So then, not really knowing anything about him, like I said, I met him at the bus stop. I get a call from him some weeks later asking me if I know Germany. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yes, I know Germany. He's like, oh, okay. So then he says, that's my girlfriend. I'm like, how? Okay.
Could you just ask me?
Right, exactly. But I feel like what I think it was, because apparently he had called her at the same around the same time. It was like, do you know Adrian? Mm-hmm. So when he, I guess he was just feeling the pressure of like, oh shoot, they might know each other, and he just outed himself. He was like, forget it, I'm gonna blow this whole thing up on my own. So anyway, I think he gave Germany my number, and so she calls and we're sharing this story, like, do you know Chris? Yes, I know Chris, and blah, blah, blah. So there was no like girl beef between us whatsoever. Mm. We were both agreed.
Yeah.
He's raggedy. Right. He's raggedy. So anyway, but from there, after that, I think we spoke maybe 20 or 30 minutes about him. Mm-hmm. And that whole situation. And then from there, we just talked amongst one another just about us. Mm-hmm. Right. And then from there, it was like it spawned. Yeah. It just spawned from there. And you know, it listen, since 2004, Here we are.
Well, thanks, Chris. You're raggedy, but thank you, Chris. Raggedy. Oh,
thank you. He brought it together. He brought it together.
He was the piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so from there, after that encounter, you guys were just like two peas in a pod.
We were two peas in a pod. We had a larger friend group. There was four of us. Mm-hmm. But right. I feel like whenever you have a larger friend group, there's always like a subgroup of people who are even closer. And Adrian and I have always been very, very close. Like you mentioned, from when we just started hanging out and being friends, it always felt more like a kinship. We had a very deep, intimate connection. Quick. It was very natural. Very naturally, very deep and intense in a good way. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about this preparing for this conversation, and I'm like, I know why I really love you guys so much and why you both are my best friends, because our relationships have never been very surface and I need like depth from people. Mm-hmm. So early on, like Adrian had, like there was a lot of depth in our friendship. So there was four of us, but we were always very close. Mm-hmm. And yes, we were like the four best friends that anybody could have. But of course, Adrian and I were the two best friends anybody could have within the group. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we love the same. Like we love the same. Like very emotional and just all in there.
Right. Yeah, clink, clink.
Yeah. Okay. The blood sisters. Swap a little bit of blood.
girl but there was a little break in our relationship. We had a break early on.
What year was that?
That was 2009. That was from about 2009 to about 2011. We had a little stint where we had a break. It was tight. I think we were just at that point. To make a long story short, there was a conflict introduced into our relationship, like our larger group. Mm-hmm. And I think we were so young, we didn't quite know how to navigate it. Like, where do our loyalties go? Who do they lie with? Do I agree with what's happening? Do I not agree with what's happening? If I do agree or if I don't agree, how do I still maintain this friendship? It was just a lot kind of going on. And we were 19 at the time, not really knowing how can we navigate this very mature adult situation. And so we kind of, and just not having language, not knowing how to discuss it, not knowing how to manage the conflict or sort out the conflict, we all just kind of like went our separate ways. And then like my friend, I literally am getting goosebumps now, because like my friend did just a couple of months ago, she did even then. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, come back to me.
It
now.
Definitely
come
back to was. Me. We need to...
So you initiated the...
I did. Yeah, I said, hold on.
I need this one.
I do, yeah, because although there was a separation, again, like I think I recognized very early on, like my friendships that are very important to me and that like me, that make me feel like complete, you know, it's just like those little pieces where like, oh, that's a puzzle. There's a piece that's supposed to be there, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Like if it's family, if it's partner, if it's kids, there's little pieces in our lives that make up a full complete puzzle. So when my pieces are out, I'm like, oh, there's something that's missing here. And even then I was like, all right, we got to figure it out, nigga, because I ain't about to go out sad.
So you reached out.
And that's what she did.
Yeah.
I did. I reached out. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's fast forward a bit. So you guys have rekindled from the initial break in 2009 to 2011-ish.
Yeah. Yes.
So you guys are going back strong. That's around the time I entered the picture. So I knew that Adrian was Germany's best friend. You guys had a great friendship. A couple years pass, and then we have the second break. So let's talk about that, because again, this girl was distraught, and I'm like, "What's going on? Reach out. What is going on?" She's like, "I don't know what happened. I just don't know what to do. But I know Adrian. Once she's done, and da 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 da." I'm like, "Girl, what the fuck?" Because I just couldn't imagine. I too have another best friend, and I would be like, "Girl, what going on? What is going on?" So let's talk about that. Where do we want to start? Do we want to start with how you felt? Because you can talk about your own feelings, and then we can talk about how Adrian felt too, because there were two things going on here.
Yeah. So I think just for more context, I think it's important to highlight the fact that our lives for so long, like Adrian mentioned, we have been friends since 2004 and our lives were kind of going in the same trajectory at the same time. And right. around that time, like the 2000, whatever this was, just our lives started to go different ways. You know, I was just living this like young life out college doing whatever. And Adrian found her husband and started to settle down and start their family. Mm-hmm. So we were just really being pulled in two different directions. And I think that when you're friends for so long, that's almost hard to accept and adjust to. So I think that was also happening. And I even then did not have language to say, I don't feel supported right now. I don't feel seen. This is the way I need you to show up for me as a friend. And yeah, I feel like that's needed for context. So when the break happened, the podcast was picking up. I feel like there was a lot of things that were happening where I felt like I needed support. Mm-hmm. And based on her life moving the way it was, she wasn't able to be there in the way that I needed her to. Mm-hmm. So when our relationship sort of just broke off, it felt abrupt to me. It felt abrupt because I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. You know, things are cool, but then they're changing. I'm trying to accept the change. I'm trying to be cool, but then I can't because you doing this. So yes, when it broke off, it was very hard because I was like, I don't know why we're not friends anymore, because it was quick. It was giving, we're talking and then we're not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was quick, like, yeah. Like harsh.
Was there a conversation? Yeah.
No, I told you. I remember how it happened. This is what I remember. The live show happened in June. Mm-hmm. You did not come to the live show, which all is forgiven. Fine. I'm not upset about that. Mm-hmm. But that happened. And I was a little, at the time, though, I was not happy. I was upset. I was very upset. Mm-hmm. I wasn't upset. I was disappointed. I was hurt. And I was like, okay, there was never a conversation around like, hey, I can't come because of this reason. It was like, just no show, no call, no show. I said, what? And then when I was like, hey, you know, I was waiting on some language like, hey, I didn't come because of this. And then when that didn't happen and we were talking about other stuff, I was like, what? Right. That I just could not understand that. So the day that I said, hey, what's happening for Judah's birthday? And you were like, it was short. You were like, nothing. We're taking him to the park or whatever it was quick. And then after that, we did not speak anymore. And I was like, mm-hmm. It was quick. It was like around July. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, well, I guess, damn, can't he come to the baby's birthday? Ain't nothing happening for the baby. I'm like, mm-hmm. All right. And then I took a back seat and then we just did not talk. So feelings were hurt. Mm-hmm. There was never any answers. And I felt like I was reaching for something that wasn't there and it wasn't being reciprocated. So, yeah, heart was broken. Mm-hmm. I was ate up inside because, like I said, I didn't have any nothing. It wasn't like any like real reason to fall out.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was like a blowout or something to really hold on to.
Yeah, it wasn't. Right. So I was ate up inside. I said, this girl has a piece of my heart and she's just ran off on the plug.
Yeah, the heart kept breaking with this every time. It would be true. Like, and not Adrian. Even Kayla was like, reach out to your friend.
But that was way later.
Right.
That was around the time when this episode.
But that's why the hurt was still there.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so Adrian, what were you thinking during this time? Like, how was it going for you?
Okay, so first, what I'll say is that one of the things that Germany has taught me about friendship and relationships is support your people how they want support. It's not fair in relationship to dictate how you are going to support somebody. Well, this is just what I do, and this is just how I do, and you know I love you, and this is how I show up for you. But if that's not how they receive it, and if that's not the type of support that they are looking for in the moment, or in general, then either be adaptable or move out of the relationship so that way somebody can come in that is going to be flexible and adaptable and accommodating and loving and all of those different things. I will be totally transparent in saying I was not that at all. That I banked on the fact that Germany knows I love her, mm-hmm. right? Like that was what I banked on. Germany knows I love her. And I would tell my husband all the time, because I would be over here to the Germany, you know, you know, at the same time. But one of the things that I continue to express, you know, to him over and over and over again is they know that I love them. Like, they know that I love, Germany knows that I love her. Mm-hmm. Jop knows that I love her, period. Like, mm-hmm. it, you know, and so, but that was extremely unfair. It was selfish. It was unfair. It was self-serving. It wasn't kind. It wasn't gentle. It wasn't any of those things. And it was not loving, mm-hmm. right? Like, it was not loving. I was not demonstrating love whatsoever. So I will absolutely take full accountability for that and say that going forward, I am a lot more mindful. Mm-hmm. I'm a lot more mindful. And I told Germany too, in the, you know, once we kind of started talking again, hey, listen, I may not show up to every single thing, right? Like, I may not be able to show up. I got these babies. I got right. this husband. I got, you know, I got this stuff. However, I know that these things are important to you. So I will make a point to, if I don't show up to, if there's four events and I can't show up to two, I'll make sure I show up to the other two.
Right.
Come hell or high water, I'll make sure. Because I understand that that is important to her, right? Mm-hmm. Like, understand that that is important to you. And so I'm, again, a lot more mindful of that. My your birthday is absolutely, I should have it tattooed right here.
Right. So 10/17.
Because I know. Don't forget that girl's birthday.
Because okay? one year you did. I said, this girl forgot my birthday.
Every birthday.
And again. I forgot her birthday mm-hmm. by a day.
I know.
I forgot her birthday by a day. And I said, ooh, I know she's going to be mad at me. But again, at the time, banking on the fact that, girl, I love you.
Right.
I love you. I got you. I'm here. And she was like, no, not good enough. That doesn't. Nope. It doesn't work out.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities.
But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
So anyway, fast forwarding to more recently, or to how we kind of, you know, I don't want to say split. It wasn't a split. It wasn't a breakup. It wasn't to me. I was in this space where I was crying out for God. Mm-hmm. Like I really was. And I said, when my daughter was one, I remember saying, going into the new year, Jesus, I want to know you for real, for real. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play any more games. I'm not interested in just going about it how I've gone about it. I'm not interested in just doing church. I want to know Jesus for real. I want to know you for real. And I begin to passionately pursue my relationship with Christ. Always, you know, having grown up in church and gone to church and been saved, but I can honestly say that I was not passionately pursuing my relationship with Christ. I made a decision to do that. And so over time, that was maybe, I said that in, I think like 2017, mm-hmm. 2016, 2017. And come 2018, he was like,
I'm here, girl. You called on me.
Come on.
You called, you rang.
Come on. Come on, come on. And so I would be at the, and so I would be, I would take these really, really long walks, mm-hmm. With the baby. And while I would be on these walks, and I'm just going to say it because it was absolutely my experience. The Holy Spirit began to speak. And it would literally feel like it was like if you are driving down the street and the light is green and you're just driving down the street and here comes a 18-wheeler that just T-boned you. That is how the Holy Spirit was when it came to my thoughts. My thoughts would just be like, okay, we're thinking, we're moving, we're going, da 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 da. And the Holy Spirit would have something to say and just T-bone my thought with something that was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. And so it was new, it was unfamiliar. I didn't quite know how to process it, what to think about it, how to move forward with it or whatever, but I just kept going back. So every day I would go to the park and I would be like, okay, I'm just waiting for you to say something else. I'm just waiting for you to say something else. And so as I continued to do that, I heard one day, it's time for you to walk away. Mm. And my heart sank. I literally right now, even as I'm saying it, my heart sank. I said, wait, hold on.
From what?
Hold on.
That would be me. Okay, walk I'm away like, from what?
It's time to walk away. So I said, okay. And so then I'm walking at the park a couple days after that, and I'm listening to a sermon, and I hear the pastor say, some of you guys are going to have to take, after this, some of you guys are going to have to send a text message saying, it's not you, it's me. I got to walk away. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, help me. Okay. Mm-hmm. I knew what he was saying. And so I said, okay, all right. The next thing was a couple days after that, as I'm processing, I say, okay, God, now what do I say when they ask me
what's going on?
Where I'm going or what's going on? And so what I heard the Lord say is, tell them that you have been consecrated. And I said, nope.
Didn't listen to that. I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that. It's too deep. It's too spiritual. It's too like, what? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? What does that even mean? You've been consecrated. What?
Right.
So I didn't. And I didn't. And I just let it fade. I just let it fade to black. Right. And over the course of 2 years, I was in one of the most intense processings, maturation seasons. Tear down, build up, come here, go back, like this, okay, mm-hmm. of my life. And so when I got the text from Germany in September, I knew I was coming out. Mm. I knew I was coming out. I knew because I had heard it. And so I knew I was coming out. And I said, I'm not ready to go back outside. Like, I'm not ready to go back outside. I'm not, we've been in this. And I'm
you're
it's
comfortable
good here.
Now.
I'm
you're
not ready. And I'm comfortable. I'm not ready to go back outside. But I knew I was coming out. And when she sent me that text, I actually thought it was somebody else, which is why it was cold because mm-hmm. I meant it to be that way. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not going back to you. That's not okay. It ain't you. So anyway, when I get this text from her, I'm like, okay. I think she said like, oh, you know, how are you doing or whatever. And I think I said something very PC like, I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was along those lines.
Yeah.
Right. But then, I don't know if it was like the next day or later on that day, I'm like, was that Germany? Hmm. Maybe I was Germany. So I reached out to someone and said, confirm Germany's telephone number for me, please. So, the person did. And I said, oh shoot. I called my husband. Germany just text me. So then I go and I'm listening now. I'm like, okay, let me go, I gotta go listen to the podcast. It just so happened that you guys are now talking about this. Mm. And I'm listening and I said, that just happened. That was us.
Right.
Talking about me. Mm-hmm. Me. So it was 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I was on a walk. And I said, I called her. Actually before that I was walking at the park and I was praying about it and I said, Lord, whatever you want to do. Cause I already know whatever you want to do. So I sent her that text or I called her, and she didn't answer. So I called her again and then I left her a voicemail. And I think on the voicemail I said, hey, it's Adrian. I said something to the point of like, I listened to the podcast and this, that, and the third thing. And whatever goes on from here, what I want you to know is that I never stopped loving you. Aww. Like, let's be clear. I do not want you to think, whatever, whether you call me back or not, mm-hmm. I do not want you to go into the next minute thinking that I do not love you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I absolutely love you. And then from there, you know, God is good and the rest is history. And here we go.
This is true. That is
here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
And yeah. That's a full circle moment, because when she was like, you did not come to the show. Now you're planning shows.
Right.
You didn't make it to that one, but now you're planning them.
And that's it.
This is
and that's
true.
How that got worked out.
This is true. Yeah.
So you guys made up. Mm-hmm. So during like this time, both of you, this question is directed at both of you. Do you wish that there were things that you would have done differently?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I shared this with Germany that when I asked God, what do I tell them when I leave? Mm-hmm. Like if they ask me what's going on, what do I tell them? And he said, tell them that you've been consecrated. I absolutely should have followed that instruction. Because what I've learned from this situation is that the instruction of God is wisdom. Mm-hmm. It is wisdom, right? And so because I did not follow the instruction of God, Germany then became a casualty in my disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I did not do what I was supposed to do. And so as a result of me not doing what I was supposed to do, I broke her heart. Mm-hmm. And I caused her 2 years of unnecessary pain and frustration and all of those things. So what I have absolutely going back to 2019, what I've absolutely said, hey, listen, this is where I am in my life. This is what I'm hearing God say. I don't know how long this is going to take, but I'm just going to go along. I'm just going with it. Please know that I absolutely love you. If we do not talk, there's no beef. There's no love lost. There's none of that. I love you, but I'm going to go follow what God is telling me to do next. And I believe that because of our relationship, because of who she knows me to be, and because of how she loves me, mm-hmm. that it may have still stung, but at least it wouldn't have left so many questions, right. And so much, you know, all of this undue and unnecessary turmoil, mm-hmm. right? Like it wouldn't have done that. So would I have absolutely done that differently? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, I agree. That's a great change.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think that it was great. Maybe I was being obedient and I didn't know, for not reaching out to her, seriously, because there was a lot of times when I wanted to reach out. Every birthday. I said, should I send her a card? But I'm glad that I didn't, because I feel like it would have just interfered with, I don't think you probably would have had I think it would have been more difficult to be like, this is where I am right now. And maybe at that point, I probably wouldn't have understood. I don't know. It probably would have even been more convoluted. Right. So it was best that I didn't reach out. I think just in terms of what I could have maybe done better as a friend in general, which is hindsight is 2020, and maturity and age is really a blessing when it comes to friendship and sisterhood. But I think what I wish I would have done was like not make you feel badly for where you were in life and where I wasn't, maybe like the difference in our journey, mm-hmm. Being like, you know, you need to do this, you need to do this, you should be doing this, you should be doing this, when that's what I was doing. You know, it's like, all because I'm doing it doesn't mean that's what you need to be doing, and not being as vocal about it. That's what I wouldn't say I could have done better. And I would encourage people who are also the young queens who might be experiencing this sort of like contrast in their friendships, or they're recognizing that my friend's going this way and I'm going that way. A lot of times, because you have like no filter with your friends, you feel like everything is up for like discussion or everything is up for grabs, when maybe it's not, mm-hmm. you know? So I feel like that's something that I probably could have done better or differently had I known better.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It could put a lot of
pressure,
unnecessary pressure on the person on the receiving end, because mm-hmm. the changes that that Adrian made in her life were great changes, right? Like having children, having a husband, things that a lot of us aspire to do. And that does require a shift. Her responsibilities are changing. The way I was able to show up as a friend before, mm-hmm. is no longer the priority. Not meaning that you're not important and I don't care about you and I don't love you, but there's been some other people who are now filling this space who require more of me. So I'm going to have to pull back a little bit in order to show up for the people that are actually depending on me.
Yeah, this is true.
So that was good. So if you guys didn't ever speak again, how would you feel? Like, would you be okay, Adrian, if Germany would have never reached out? Would you have been okay?
I think, and I actually, I shared this with Germany, too. I was always lurking.
Had your eye on her. Right.
For sure. What's she doing? What's she doing over there? Okay. It'd be talking to Alice. Like, yeah, Germany just went to Coachella and they just had a look, showing the picture. Right. I was in it. Okay. I was all in the mix. And so, but what it felt like then, although I was where I was supposed to be, it felt like the picture in the movies where, you know, you see the man standing outside or the woman standing outside and it's pouring rain and the hair is there and they're looking inside of the window. Mm-mm. And all they have, and the family is having this looking pitiful.
No.
Looking pitiful. Okay. Looking pitiful. And so that's how I kind of felt. Like I was on the outside looking in, although I was very proud.
Right.
I was, you know, very proud of, you know, like what you guys were accomplishing and things like that. And I was also secure in knowing, like, okay, she's not by herself.
Yeah,
right?
You
like
always
she,
say
she
that.
She got Brittany. Yeah. She got Brittany. She's not by herself. Brittany's holding it down for us.
Yeah,
she's making sure she's straight. Mm-hmm. You know. But no, I think I would absolutely probably still just be like, I'm on the outside. But on the other hand, I feel like the instruction of God is wisdom. And so if I'm following the wisdom of God, then I know, okay, well, you know, his word says like all things, you know, that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And so Father, if I am walking in alignment, if I'm in alignment with your purpose, then I know I'm not going to be sick forever. I'm not going to be hurt forever. I'm not going to be struggling forever with this. And so I could freely from where I was still bless you guys. Right. And say, you know, I may be on the outside, but God bless everything that they're doing. Right. Like breathe on it, you know? And so, yeah, it's just, but I listen,
I would have been sick.
I'm happy we can feel the breath. That's being breathing on it now.
Many a times. I was like, oh, well, there she is.
No, there I would have been is. Sick. I would have been sick. You already know. My sickness was layered because not only did I lose my best friend, right? But then, like, I lost your children, and you already know how many Kingsley gang. So I was like, oh my God, like, she's just completely taken everything away and just ran off. I'm like, the kids, child. I can't have a relationship without the kid with the kids if I ain't cool with the mama. Me and the mama ain't gang, and how I'm gonna be like, can I speak to the kids? Because you know, for a while, Kingsley and I were on that FaceTime day to day, and I'm like, I can't even FaceTime the baby.
I know.
I said I can't even call her on her birthday because it's gonna be awkward. Yeah. It's gonna give your mom around. Like, it's too much. But I would have been devastated.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been devastated. I already know it. I would have been devastated. There are a lot of friends who come into my life, and not a lot, child. But there's been some relationships which were really strong at one point, which maybe are not as strong now. And I don't feel like I'm yearning for their presence, right? I'm not feeling like I got to go mend that thing. I got to go figure it out. But this was not that, so I don't feel like it would have been too long before I was like, all right, something's gotta give.
Yeah,
because I'm a deep feeler. I'm an emotional person. I'd have been like, look, I don't really know what your beef is with me, but look, what,
let's fix it.
Right. It would have gave what right. what is up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, eventually
right,
it would
right
came to a head.
Well, aww. I'm glad that you all are back in each other's lives.
I have a question for you.
What,
how did you feel when Adrian and I decided to rekindle? Because for a long time, I mean, you already know how we rocking like a cutoff stocking, Brittany and I are like, you know, together all the time. We live very close to one another. We do business together. So having Adrian come back into my life, and then there's like, oh, my other best friend is here. How did you feel?
I felt good about it because, of course, every time when you were saying that you should you reach out, I was always encouraging that because I know how much you were affected by the loss of the friendship. Mm-hmm. And I know that what me and Adrian give you is unique and different in our own way. So it's not like, oh my God, Adrian back now, I'm gonna get kicked to the curb and she gonna forget mm-hmm. about me. Like I felt good because I felt that you would be happy.
Yeah.
And girl. Now I've even benefited.
Yes.
So it's been great. Honestly, truly.
We're skin bonding. We're skin bonding. Listen, we've skin bonded. It's been good.
And I mean, it's I know official. We already know that I'm possessive. Like I have a possessive nature. Mm-hmm. But if it's a safe person and a person that is good to you, then I feel like, yes.
Yeah.
Be here.
Yeah. It's a good vibe. It's an amazing vibe. I'm very grateful that you're here. And I'm grateful that you're back in the capacity in which you are here now. Like, you know, we've been alluding to, and we haven't even been alluding. We've shared. Adrian is an active member on our team. She is team BGB. And just, oh, you know, Wook even said, she was like, so Mo really working with y'all, huh? I'm like, yeah, girl. Aww. She was like, for real? I said, yes. Mm-hmm. She was like, she's a good person for that. She has the energy for that. I'm like, this girl does.
She's a great person.
She's a shark.
Listen, I love that Wookie. Yeah. I love that Wookie. My goodness.
Yes. So I think we should share some tips for how to make up with a friend. I think that would be very beneficial to our girls, and we can elaborate on them, make some up, whatever we're feeling like doing. But
got it.
I'll share.
Boss. Should we let Adrian go?
Do you want to be a part of this part or you want to break away?
No, I can. I can. Okay. I got what you call it.
You have 10 minutes.
I just have to walk. I got 13, actually.
Oh, okay.
I just need to walk out of the door. I need to walk out of the door by 5:15.
Period. Okay, let's get it. So I'll start it off.
Okay.
So first tip is to decide to make the first move. This is a very important tip, right? So a lot of times our ego, our pride can get the best of us, and it gives like, I'm not making the first call. If she don't want to talk, she don't got to talk. But I feel like once we relinquish our ego and our pride and just move in the way we really feel and pure intentions, then a makeup can occur if it's for the best.
I agree. I'm not always good at making the first move. I could be very stubborn and like, okay.
Even if you love a person?
Sometimes. It might not be for a long time, but I'll be like, well, I'm over it.
I'll be like that with niggas, but not with my friends. I'm like, fuck them. We could be broken up and done. I'm like, I ain't calling you, boy.
Oh, my.
That's my tip.
Okay.
Can I give a tip?
Of course.
Oh, no. my tip is for those who struggle with receiving. You are more than worthy of receiving love and kindness and compassion and understanding. You are worthy of that. Mm-hmm. And so when someone comes into your life, or you have someone in your life and maybe there was, for whatever reason, like a split, and they initiate. If the only thing that is standing in the way is you and not them, like, mm-hmm. you know, really the issue was me, it wasn't them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sort out yourself and acknowledge that you are worthy to receive and receive. Mm-hmm. Around the time that Germany sent me that text, I was actually a little bit before that, I was struggling with depression, heavy depression. And to be completely transparent, I was also at the time while I was struggling with depression, I was struggling with suicidal ideations. And there was one night, it was like 12 o'clock at night, 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was pouring rain outside, because apparently I like to be dramatic. And I said, today, seriously, you know, I can joke about it now because God is faithful, right? Mm. But I was driving down the street and I was headed to the beach because, again, I'm dramatic and I need scenery with my, you know. Oh. But anyway, so I was driving down the street And my husband was calling me, and he's, you know, and I'm ignoring his calls and all that stuff. And so I'm driving down the street and I'm crying. I'm like, you know what? I cannot. I just can't. I can't. I don't know. I don't got it. I just can't. Mm-hmm. And so as I was making it, I was making a left turn, and as I was making the left turn, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "I'm not going to let you go." Mm. And I said, why? Please,
right.
Please let me go. Like, please, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you go. Meanwhile, my husband is still calling and stuff like that. Long story short, I ended up going home and, you know, got sorted out and got my head together and stuff. But when Germany sent me that text and we were like, you know, we were talking and she was expressing how she felt, I heard that again. Mm. I'm not going to let you go. You know,
this is about to eat me up. I don't want to cry
now
here.
I'm crying, you know?
And so that, I'm gonna say I something really hard... quickly because
it's okay.
Yeah,
how did it get here? It's okay. Come take your time.
That really ate me up when you shared that with me. I felt, I was already emotional because we didn't have the friendship, right? But to know that like you were struggling so badly and so deeply in such immense pain. And like, I know that you don't really have many friends and I'm just like, this girl was by herself. Mm-hmm. That ate me up. I was like, Lord Jesus, if something would have happened to Adrian,
it wouldn't have been good.
It would not have been good. I just would have been like, there's no resolve. I don't know. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for covering because that would have ate.
It's okay. She's here. But I feel you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, next tip.
Well.
Why we do that?
It's gotten there. These are real raw feelings.
I'm just saying.
That just wouldn't have been good for me. Lord, I would have been like, now you got to take me. Because you would have been.
Then I would have had to go to, no. Now I'm going.
That was a wrap.
Up yonder to be with my Lord.
It's a wrap. My goodness.
Now three of your daughters are gone.
It's not funny, and it's only funny because we can joke about it now, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it would have been given. Lord, what's going on?
Yeah.
What have we
but
done?
But receive. That's really the point that I was, that's the point that I was trying to get at.
Yes.
We are worthy of receiving love.
Yes.
We are valuable. We are precious. And we are worthy of receiving. And so when someone comes to you and says, I am not going to let you go. I don't know what happened here. I don't know how we got off track. But you are too valuable to me. To let go, receive that. And I think in friendship, what I've always been like the tough friend, like I got you, whatever you need, like what we doing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm riding with you. I've always been that friend. And so, I'm just like that in general, but when it comes to, and so I don't really look for people to be that for me, but what I learned is that, I need to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be loved, and I need to feel safe. I need to feel protected in it. I need to feel protected in a sense. And I need to know that, you know, Adrian, as raggedy as you can be, as whatever the situation is, mm-hmm. you're still mine.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? You know, so
yeah,
and that's
I don't even think the other tips matter.
At that point,
that's absolutely
Google
what
the
I
what
felt.
Else
that's
to
absolutely
do.
that's absolutely what I felt. That's absolutely what I felt. And so we're here. So we're here, and that's why I said me and Brittany, we've skin bonded. Brittany is a part of Germany. Germany is a part of me. Mm-hmm. Then we will be the three best friends that anybody can have, and then that's it.
And that's it. The other tips don't matter.
I just want to give you your flowers, Adrian, on air. You are amazing.
Yeah.
And aww. I'm glad that you're here.
I'm glad that not just because you're back in Germany's life, but just all that life, but all that you bring is very much appreciated. So thank you. And I'm not gonna break down.
Thank you.
You already know how I feel about y'all. I think this is the best day to do this episode, which is honestly, it was not planned, but you know what? Things work out the way they're supposed to work out, like you said, Adrian. Right. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And that's the verse that I know, okay? Because I don't spit them off the tongue. Okay. I don't spit them off the tongue that well, but that one I know. Thank you again for being here. And thank y'all cannot go find Adrian online because we not going to drop her tea.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
We won't. We'll keep it sacred with us, but take these gems. Yeah. If it's on your heart to reach out to a friend, I hope that you're encouraged if it's healthy and if it's the right thing to do. This was great.
This was. I love you both good. Deeply.
Love you too.
Oh my gosh.
You should now say you love it. Us.
I do. I love you. I do. I said it earlier. I love you guys. I love you guys tremendously. I just have not pounced on Brittany. I don't know if she can. I don't know if Brittany can handle your all ring. Of my right because I'm a lot. Girl. Mm-hmm. It's hello.
But
okay?
It's all good.
Clink, clink.
It's all good. So
interlocking.
Thank you again for
three
being
strand
here.
Cord.
We are a three strand cord, baby. It's giving
okay,
this now.
Okay, the three strand cord. Okay,
wrapped
we're
in
it.
But y'all, we're thank you it. So much for listening. This was a great episode. Y'all already know what to do. We love you a whole lot, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.